Thunder Bay, a new nature reserve featuring scenic wilderness, rugged cliffs, two lakes, stands of jack pine and white pine, and habitat for peregrine falcons and eagles is the latest acquisition of the Thunder Bay Field Naturalists. The group has purchased 410 acres of property in the municipality of Nebing, overlooking Lake Superior near Sturgeon Bay. Spokesperson Susan Bryan calls the site, to be known as the Ward Lake Nature Reserve, hugely, wonderfully beautiful. She said that under zoning regulations, the property could have been opened up for housing, but under the protection of the field naturalists it will remain accessible to hikers while hunting and motorized vehicles will be banned. There's lots of other crownland nearby where people can enjoy those pursuits, so it's nice to have one place that's protected for the animals, for the birds, for the habitat where people don't damage it. It remains natural. The cliffs in the area were the first release site for peregrine falcons when they were reintroduced in the Thunder Bay area by the TBFN with help from the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources starting in 1989. Bryan said, "We all know that since then, there's been great success for falcons here, and it's not uncommon to see them flying alongside those cliffs. They nest nearby on other cliffs. That particular habitat has been important for the birds." The TBFN has had to reallocate funds from other projects to finance the purchase of the Ward Lake property, and is hoping that donations from the public will help replenish its bank account. Information about how to make a contribution is available on the group's website or on its Facebook page. With climate change and the loss of wildlife species being a concern to many people right now, Bryan said this is one way for local residents to play a meaningful role in mitigating the impact. TBFN has 21 nature reserves comprised of over 2,800 hectares where important species and habitat are protected across the Lake Superior region, from Michipicoten Island in the east to Atikokan in the west.